Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. I know I am. I tell you. He gave us another chance today to make any wrong right. I tell you. Our Father is good. He didn't have to wake us up another day. But I'm glad, and I'm sure you're glad that he did. Yes, we woke up to see another great rising morning. I give glory to Elohim, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, for this great and gracious rising morning. Glory to the King. He is the Almighty Creator of you and me. Yes, he is. I tell you, after 3 weeks of not being here, it's good to be here once again with you. For all of you who's tuning in live right now on Crown Talking Drums Radio and added this time to your schedule, I give Jehovah all the praise. And I thank you. If you're tuning in live, yes, it's early Sunday morning, the 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time hour. And it's April the 14th. Wow. The last time I was here on this broadcast was March 17th. Been almost a month, but it's really just been 3 broadcasts. But I tell you, I missed you. I hope you miss me. Oh, if you didn't, that's okay. I know the Father did. He missed me doing this. I tell you, I missed it too. It's the start of a new week. We get to start all over again. I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to For Such a Time as This Radio Broadcast Hour. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I thank Elohim once again that he's given me another opportunity to share of his goodness and his faithfulness, to encourage someone else, even myself, with his never-changing truth. It's nothing but a blessing, and I'm glad I get to do it. You should be too. He gives us all opportunities to share of his goodness and his faithfulness. We just have to be open and know where those opportunities are. I tell you, I love his truth. And I love it because it is what sets man free. I know it's setting me free every day. You know, in this faith, I feel like I've been born, although I've been walking in the faith for many years. The truth that I'm learning of the word, recognizing, you know, I should have been walking in the Torah the whole time, but I wasn't. It didn't stop the hand of the Father on my life, and it won't stop his hand on your life. But the thing, when he brings you in the truth of his word, when you know better, you just do better. You line up with what his word says. And that's what I love about his truth, setting man free, setting me free. I feel like I'm being set free all over again. And I just love it. His truth, it elevates us. It grows us up. It brings the very life of himself to the forefront. It's all about him. It's not about us, but we get to be used in his kingdom for his glory. It's all about him. We don't get the glory. We can't take it. If we try to take it, guess what? We're going to be shut down with the quickness. We got to give it all back to him. We know his truth. It cuts that sin. Yeah, and we know what sin is. If we don't, sin is just lawlessness. It's just, and it keeps us bound. Whatever it is that keeps us bound to it and has us walking in disobedience to what the Father's will is, what his way is. And that's nothing but his word. That's nothing but his truth. That's what sin is. It keeps us from him, being connected to him. Because when we're walking in sin, we're not being obedient to him. So what else are we doing? We're outside of his will. And he is not pleased with that. I want him to be pleased with my life. And I pray you do too. I tell you, this word is so good. And it just helps us. Even when it doesn't feel good, it helps us. And that's why I love it. Give me this truth, Father. I need it. And you know what? Another thing, I've just grown in this walk and in this faith of just trusting in the Father even the more and learning of his ways even the more. I've grown to have just such a great respect and reverence even for the Almighty Creator and his Son for their names. I use the original Hebrew names. You'll hear me sharing them as we're sharing them. Amen. You'll hear me saying Elohim. Talking about God. I may say God sometimes, but I'm talking about Elohim, our Jehovah. He is our Lord. He is our provider. He is our Elohim. Yes, I mean, he is our Jehovah. Sometimes you'll hear me referring to Lord in the scriptures as when it refers to and pertaining to Jesus or Yeshua the Messiah. You will hear me say master in the place of Lord, or I may say Lord, but there is the difference. I've just learned to have that great respect for his names that got changed in the English translation. And we have to learn. I'm learning even more. We can't read this word with our English translation. We have to study it. That's why the scriptures say study, to show yourself approved unto Elohim. Amen. A workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. See, he wants us to rightly divide this truth. And the only way we're going to be able to rightly divide it, we have to study it. We have to look these words up in their definition, meaning not in the English terms. But in the, like the new, when it comes to the letters that were written in the New Testament, amen, they didn't come to after, of course, the laws, and they were the laws. That's where the letters came from. That's how they got created. How do we think they got created? They wouldn't have got created if we didn't have the law, if we didn't have the old, the Tanakh. The Old Testament or the Torah, the first five books, which started everything else. Amen. The first five books of the Bible. I'm just excited today. And I only have a few scriptures, so we may just have a short message. I don't know. I don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to do this, but I'm just yielding unto him. And I'm just so grateful. You know, we have a lot going on in this world, but I'm so grateful that we have Elohim for God, our Elohim. He is Elohim. So loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For me, I don't have enough words to describe how it is to have this faith or this belief in the Son of Elohim. Amen. Wouldn't have this faith in him if it had not been for God, if it had not been for Elohim. This faith wouldn't be. I wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have it. We wouldn't be walking in this path. I tell you, it's something to think about. So words for me cannot describe what a blessing it is to have this faith and belief, especially with all that's going on around us in this world. We know Yeshua, the Messiah. Yeah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeah, you could say it that way. He is the Anointed One. He was sent as the Savior for the entire world. Yes, he came to this earth in human flesh, wrapped up in flesh. He was God, Elohim, in the flesh, sacrificed his life by the shedding of his blood. And that's the final, that was the ultimate sacrifice for any shedding of blood to atone for man's sin. That's what that blood was shed for. And it is the only way when we accept and believe him, that faith in him. That's the only way for mankind to be redeemed, restored, reconciled back to the Almighty Creator. There's no other way. We can't go around. That's the only way to Him. No other way. And that's what we believe. That's where our faith is. That's what I believe. His mission, when He came here, when Yeshua came here, He set the example for those who follow Him and has to will the will. You have the will to learn to live obedient lives by the instructions that Yeshua taught that was given to him from his Father. I tell you, who was his Father? God, Elohim. That's, he talked about him all the time. I only say what my Father has given me. You don't have to like me. You can hate me all you want, because we know he was hated. He was despised. He was rejected. But see, because he came teaching the truth, the commandment, the laws. That's what he came teaching. And I tell you, that has never changed. Never has, never will. We keep saying he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, guess what? He is. His word is. He is his word. Why do we have the right to change that? We cannot. We'll go and borrow from the Old Testament and confess this, confess that in our life, but we don't want to follow the laws. That's part of keeping his commandments. How can we confess parts of the Old Testament and kick the rest of it out? We can't do that. This whole word lines up to help line us up. I'm so glad. I want to be lined up. I tell you, I want to make it in. I want to hear those words, well done. I don't want to hear, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Your heart was wicked. You had your own motives in mind. You didn't have mine in mind. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, well done. I want to live this life to be pleasing and a sweet swelling of aroma into the nostrils of my Almighty Creator. Don't you? Yeah, I heard you say yes. Let's get on with the get on. Let's get on with this word. I'm just so happy. But because Yeshua has done that for us, we know he's right now seated at the right hand of the Father. He's ever making intercession, but he's only making intercession on behalf of the saints. Well, who are the saints? Those who are living set apart lives, those who are setting themselves apart, living holy lives. Are we setting ourselves apart? That's what saints do. We live this set apart life. We follow after the example of Yeshua. We know he was perfect. But we're not perfect, but we have to walk this walk to live a perfect life, a matured life. Grow up. That's what this word does. It I just stated it. It grows us up. We shouldn't be where we were this time last year. There should be some growth in our spiritual walk with our Heavenly Father as we're walking in the Word. Amen. As we're learning the Word, it changes us from the inside out. I tell you, I love the change that I see that's taking place in my own life. I give Jehovah all the praise. He's coming back for the saints too. Those who's ready and prepared. Ready or not, he's coming. We got to get ready. We've got to get ready. Amen. And stay ready. Stay prepared, especially with all that's going on in this world, and it's going to wax worse and worse. We've read that in the scriptures, and it's the truth. It's going to wax worse, and that was written over, 2,000 some years, thousands of years ago, that it was going to wax worse and worse. As long as we're living and until Yeshua tears, as long as, because he don't even know when he's coming back for us. If we hear all these false prophecies and these predictions, he coming back such and such a time, only the Father knows when he going to send his Son back for his bride. Let's be ready. Let's have the lamp, the oil burning in our lamps and keep our lamps and trembling and burning. Amen. Keep the tips trembling and burning. Keep them prepared. Because I tell you, the enemy wants to suck the very life out of us, but he will not win. And with all that's going on in this world, Even though it seemed like a lot is rising up and a lot is happening, and you can see like everything is like Pandora's box has been opened up even the more in this world. So much unjustness that's taking place. So many laws that's being passed and changed. Okay, with all this perversion, you know, homosexuality and lesbianism and all this crime that's going on even in our government and what they're doing to our food. Oh my, they're trying to kill us. The government hates us here in the United States. That's the only way I can put it. Because they put, and I was talking to my daughter-in-law just the other day, and the stuff that they put in the United States food, they don't do that in a lot of the foreign countries. She was talking about when she was in Italy, all the different, the ingredients in Reese cups, the ingredients in Ritz crackers, they don't have all that contamination stuff in it. High fructose, toast corn syrup, and all them words you can't even read. They just have plain and simple ingredients. So what is the United States doing to us? As my husband used to say, they know what they're doing. They're trying to keep the population down. They're trying to kill us off. We better be reading them labels and seeing what we eating. I tell you, it's some crazy stuff. That's why we got to pray over our food, because it is a mess. But with all that going on, as believers of the truth in Yeshua Messiah, we must continue to pray and trust our Heavenly Father fully, not halfway, fully, and not just hear what His Word says, but be doers of what His Word says. For too long, we've been hearers, but we ain't been doing. Ain't been doing. I tell you, His Word has the final say before, during, and after every battle, regardless to what's going on in your personal life right now, what's going on in this world around us right now. The Word has the final say. And with that being said, has the mighty and the almighty Heavenly Father seen fit? As I'm led and prompted by His Spirit through His teaching, amen, or whatever He's going to have me to say today, we're going to talk about His good news. Yes, some good news, because it's bad news all around us. But His Word is good news. If ever there was a time for encouragement in the kingdom that we live in, as His saints, supposed saints, all we set apart, all we live in holy lives. I tell you, if there ever was a time for encouragement through this life-changing word of God, this life-changing word of our Elohim, I tell you, and if ever there was a time for effectual, fervent prayer with all that's going on in this world that we live in today, the time is now. So I hope you come with spiritual ears to hear and eyes to see what the Father has to say and what to see what's going on around you. What we need His ears. We need ears to hear Him. We need eyes to see what's going on, even what's going on right around you in your direct contact. Amen. We need to know, as followers of Yeshua, Messiah, and the truth that He taught from His Father, we can and we will continue to go forth being effective kingdom citizens that the Most High, that's the Father, the Most High Father has anointed and appointed us to be. Let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank You this morning for this brand new day that You've given unto us. You allowed us to see it. And as we stated even earlier, You didn't have to do it, but You did. And I know we are grateful. Even when we woke up, we may woke up with a little twitch of something in our body, but we even thank You that we can feel. Somebody woke up this morning and they're paralyzed. Somebody woke up this morning and they have pain in their body, but the limb is not there. Father, we have so much to be thankful for. Help us not to take this day of mercy, yes, for this is a new day of Your mercy, where we're not going to get what we may deserve. Thank you, Father, for your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for this new day of grace where you're going to allow us to get what we probably do not deserve. I tell you, you're such a good, good Father. And I just thank you. I just bless you. I honor you and praise you. Worthy are you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Help us not to take you for granted. Help us not to take it for granted that we woke up in a right state of mind this morning. We woke up knowing who we are. We woke up in with the consciousness of knowing we still are alive, breathing your air. This is not our air. This is your air that you're giving us, the air of life that you're breathing in our lungs. Help us not to contaminate what we put in these bodies. Yes, help us, Father, to not put contamination in these bodies. We just give you praise. Help us not to take it for granted that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what these bodies are, that you dwell on the inside of us. We need your help. You sent us a helper, the Holy Spirit. Help us to take heed to his instructions as you use him to instruct us in your word. We just thank you this morning for the activities of our limbs. Just thank you for the roof over our head. We just thank you. Thank you, thank you. Can't praise you or thank you enough for all your goodness, because you are our Jehovah. You provide all things, and we thank you. Everything that pertains to this life and godliness, spirituality, and things that we need on this earth, you are our provider. We thank you. You said we don't have to want for anything. We thank you. You are our shepherd. Do we really believe that when it comes to a point when it seems like there is a need? Are we trusting you to be our shepherd to provide that need? You said we shall not want. All the silver and the cattle and the gold is yours. It all belongs to you. It's you own it all. And all we have to do is come to you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. And we give you glory. We thank you that you continue to provide even the food that we eat. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank you. So we welcome you. We take this time, Father, as you're going to use it for your glory. Amen. We welcome your presence and the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that we only speak your word to those with listening ears. Hallelujah. The people who want to hear, who desire to be encouraged and, yes, elevated and grow up in you. Father, you are welcome. You are welcome to infiltrate this time in your presence. Yes, for such a time as this. We pray this prayer in your name, Yeshua. Amen, amen, and amen. Whew, praise you, Father. I just bless him this morning, and I thank him. I just want to ask you a question right now. Are you at a state in a situation or circumstance where you feel tired, worn out, and like you can't go any longer? I just want to ask you that question, because there comes moments in our lives where we get tired and frustrated and sometimes we don't even know that's what's going on. I had that experience, and I was trying to figure, I kept praying to the Father. That's why prayer is so important. Father, what is this? What's going on here? What's happening here? And sometimes you don't get the answer right away. And right when you least expect it, you hear him speak. So my question to you was, do you ever get tired, weary, exhausted? Are you there right now? And that's where I saw that I was there and didn't even recognize it. On last Saturday night as I went to pull the covers back and went to put my knee on the bed, I heard the Father say to me, "Don't grow weary and do well." I said, So I got on in the bed and I laid down and he just began to minister to me off of that. I said, wow, that's what's been going on. I have been praying and asking him for probably 2 weeks, what is this feeling? What is this going on with me? And it was the enemy trying to come in to allow weariness to take over. And I didn't even recognize it. But when I recognized it, whoa, I put on a whole new set of bootstraps. You know, we can have a lot going on in our life, doing this and doing that, as you're still in the presence of the Father. You're still seeking him. But so much is being taken. It's like you're being depleted. You're giving out and giving out and giving out. And you're trying to understand that there's no pouring into you, pouring back into you, except in your time, but even in your time, because I was looking back over what all was going on in my life and all that I was doing. And that time, that time that I had more so of in his presence, it wasn't as much. It wasn't as much. Though I had it, it wasn't as much. And I began to see the things that I was involved with doing, with ministry, with the works and all that was going on, it was pulling at me and I wasn't replenishing enough. So at that point, the enemy thought he was going to get in and just take over and say, well, you just might as well just give up. You just might as well go. I said, So when the Father spoke that to me, he had me just laying in the bed, pulling up. I pulled my phone up and I pulled up biblically. I pulled up the word weary and just looked at what it meant. And I was like, woo. And I took it from that passage of scripture. Well, it's a couple of passages of scripture that the Father had spoke. I mean, where that word is spoken, where it's an instruction, it was given not to grow weary and do well. And Paul was the one normally stating that. And it was stated more than once in the scriptures. So I looked it up, and that word meant to be utterly spiritless, to be wearied out, to be exhausted. Sometimes we can be dealing with things in life, and we don't even realize it is causing us to become spiritless. I was like, what? Wait a minute. I said, "Oh, devil, you a liar." let me re-gear some things. So I am grateful. This week, I had a lot going on. As I am a caregiver, been a caregiver for my brother. But praise Jehovah. He is really healing his body. He's doing a speedy, healthy recovery with him. And I'm grateful for that. He's on the road to healthy, speedy recovery. And I give Jehovah all the praise for that. But yet and still, he has me still being of service to him. And I'm grateful for that. As I'm serving him, I'm doing that as unto the Father. But I had to re-gear and re-shift my meditation time, where I was being pulled. See, a lot of times, that has to be our first and foremost. It's so important, regardless to what we have going on. We have to seek him first. That can't stop. Our communication with him, though, yeah, we talk to him throughout all the day. I saw where my time, my first times in the morning had slipped up some. It wasn't as consistent. He just had me to reflect back as he was ministering to me. And a lot of times, if we allow situations and circumstances to take full recourse and we slip up, that gives the enemy a way to a door to try to get in and take over, try to exhaust you, wear you down, weary you out, exhaust you. I mean, I had energy, but it was something that was, I couldn't put my finger on it. That's what it was. And I kept saying, I kept praying to him, what is this? I didn't know. But he revealed it. He revealed it to me in his time. And I heard him say that. So it lets me know you're on the right track. You're doing well. You're doing right. But don't grow weary in doing well. I said, well, Father, what has caused me to grow weary? And that's when he started letting me retract my, first slipping a little bit. We can't slip a little bit. I know I can't afford to. You can't either. If the Father is speaking to us about one thing, guess what? He's not just telling us that for ourselves. He's giving us that to share with somebody else, to help them. So I know you better have your spiritual ears on, because we're getting ready to get in the book. Amen. Amen. That's really the proper way to say amen. It's not amen. It's amen. Even if you listen to it and you put it in the thing of how to pronounce it, if you search it in the scriptures and you put up the pronunciation of how to say it, it's amen. And it could be spelled A-M-E-I-N. Amen. 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 But we say amen all the time. I know I do. Help me, Father. I tell you, I want him to help me with my speech. I just want to have reverence for him and his word in the truth, I tell you. So if you have anything that's wearying you right now, my encouragement is, if you do, if so, to stand firm. Get your scruples back. Reevaluate. Take a look at what's going on, what's missing, what you're not doing, what you need to rechange when it comes to lining up with the Father. And because that's what it's all about. It's in him that we live and move and have our very being, our spiritual being. It's all in him. And see, when we lose that connection, we lose his strength in the spirit. Notice that word in the Greek. And the Greek word for that is ekakeo. 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 To be utterly spiritless. If you're spiritless, connecting to your spirit, that means there's no life in your spirit, man. Come on. Like I told you, I had the energy in my flesh, but because my spirit man was draining, it was getting ready to filter off into my flesh. And I recognized that. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. So I just want, I don't know why he's having me to repeat that. Somebody apparently needs to hear that. I know I need to hear that. Whew. Let us go to the book of Galatians. This is one of the passages of scripture that was spoken to me. It was Galatians 6:9. But we're going to read more than that. And I'm going to give a little bit of history about this writing here. Of course, we know the author of the book of Galatians, as it was written to the Galatians, is Paul. This was one of his first missionary journeys, as he was going to Galatia, to the Galatians. Yes, this was part of his first missionary journey. And as he was talking to them, there were a lot of the Judaizers. Judaism was going on, and the Judaizers, they were trying to teach the Gentile believers at that time that they must obey the Jewish laws in order to be saved. That's what was going on. But we're breaking into the sixth chapter here, but that's what was happening. in Galatia. Paul was going there to set them Judaizers straight. Because you know what Paul was teaching. He came to you, although he gave some of his own opinions at times, he was teaching the law. That's what he came teaching, the law. That's what he knew as a former Pharisee, but he knew the law. You know, he knew the law. And that's what he taught. He knew the law and the guidelines of Yeshua from the Hebrew standpoint. Amen. Amen. So we're going to break in to the sixth chapter. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Messiah. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. See, we can't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. We got to examine ourselves because it's not about us. So if somebody close to us, another brother, someone in the faith, you see that they're falling short, you got to make sure you're right within your own self before you go try to help them out. See, we can't be just as much of a mess ourselves trying to help a brother out, because we are our brother's keeper. But if you messed up and jacked up yourself, how you gonna help somebody else out? And when I say you, I'm referring to me too. This message is for me as well. If I don't have myself together, how am I gonna try to help restore somebody else to get it together? So we can't think of ourselves, you know, more highly than we ought to think. We'll be deceived. The fourth verse. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Yeah, so see, we have to understand what's even going on in our own self, whatever faults or whatever shortcomings we may have ourselves. We got to understand what's going on within ourselves before we can help somebody else out. Yeah, it just makes sense to me. So at this time, because anything we're sowing out there, we're going to reap it. And we're going to see that too. That's why we have to be mindful of ourselves before we go to try to help restore someone else. Amen. We got to do it with humility. Humility. We can't go a strong hedge hammer. I can't remember the word that's used for it. But we can't go just bam, bam, bam. Judgment in a negative sense. We have to be able to do it in the spirit of meekness. Considering our own self, what we may have dealt with, what we may be dealing with right now. That's what Paul is encouraging them. Because we're breaking into the story. We're breaking into the letter. We didn't go back before. I just did a little bit of history, but even if you go back to the fifth verse, he's telling them to live in the spirit. If you live in it, walk in it. Got to walk in the spirit. Amen. Amen. Because you know, if Paul was instructing here, he was instructing for a reason. So it was some things going on that he was helping to bring correction and order to. Paul was good at that. The apostle. Yes, he was. Seventh verse. No, I think the sixth verse. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. So if we receive instruction in the word, we got to share out those things that we were taught as support, to support the word and what's been taught. So he's just encouraging them. Don't be deceived. Seventh verse. God, Elohim, is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's why it's so important that we help restore somebody. Help them to remember, you know, anything that we're doing that's not right, it's gonna be reaped. We're gonna reap it. Amen. We're gonna sow what we have reaped. So if anybody is overtaken in a sin or a fault or anything that's keeping them from lining up, this is brother talking to brother. Sister talking to sister. We are brethren, whether male or female. We are our brethren's keeper. And we need each other. We need to help each other. We need to speak to each other, not in condemnation, but in love, in the spirit of meekness. Yes, in the spirit of meekness. Because if we ignore, when we're encouraging others to do the right thing before Elohim, we're encouraging them in the word, we're instructing them, and well, the word says this. So we just, you know, and they might say, well, I know that. Okay. See, we're going to get in situations where we have to help somebody that's in the faith. And it's not about debating. It's just about correcting in the word, in the truth of what the word is saying. And you got to remind them, you know you're going to reap that. If you don't get it, whatever we're going to sow, we're going to reap it. This scripture, this word doesn't change. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. And what is reaping of the spirit? Doing the right thing before the Father. Lining our lives up with the word. That's the key. That's the key. We're going to reap spiritual things when we sow spiritual things. We're going to reap fleshly things when we sow from the flesh. This flesh of ours will never get saved. We got to bring it under subjection, though, to the obedience of what the word says. And we have to help each other do that. This is what Paul was encouraging them to do at Galatians. And in doing that, look at the 9th verse. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the key. If we faint not. Though you're doing the way you're encouraging, you're going about doing the will of the Father, you're helping, you're moving, and you're shifting, you're ministering along the way, you still have to get some pouring into yourself when you're doing all these things. That's why I had to go back and even read at the beginning of this chapter, because I wanted to see what made Paul say that to them at Galatians. I was like, what made him say that? But even if you go back even a little further, he's letting them, he's encouraging the Galatians to walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's stated in the 5th chapter. And then he goes on to encouraging them, reminding them whatever you're sowing in your flesh, that's not lining up. That's a sin, that's a shortcoming. But he's telling the brethren to encourage one another. If you see it, but don't think you have already arrived when you're encouraging your brother. Because none of us have arrived. Amen. Amen. We got to keep it humble. Humility. So even with all the going and doing that I have been doing over those weeks when the Passover feast had come and making sure having this and doing that, and then the situation with Lord, everything was happening like right there at one time. But I was still pouring out to other saints. I was still giving out. I was still encouraging and going and doing at the same time. I'm like, and I recognized that. And then when I went back and read this scripture, I said, wow. So Father spoke to me and let me know that you're doing well, but don't grow weary. Weariness, that spirit of weariness was trying to come in and take over. And I knew that wasn't from the Most High. I just didn't understand what it was. So my encouragement to you even in this was, when you don't know what's going on and you're trying to figure it out, what's in you will come out in the word aspect. He spoke this word to me. Don't grow weary in doing well. That was all he said. He didn't say the rest of it. He just said, don't grow weary in doing well. He will let you know. He has his seal of approval on your life, even when you have fell a little short. He helped me recognize where I was falling short, where the weariness had the opportunity to try to creep in and stay in and take over. See, that's why I stated earlier, it's hard to explain this relationship, this type of faith and belief and relationship that you have. It's hard to explain it. When you walk it, you just have to walk it and live it. You're experiencing it. It's just a blessing beyond words can't even express when the Father speaks to you and lets you know what's up. I thank him. Can't praise him enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. I believe somebody needs to hear this today. It's part of my testimony. But it's to encourage you as I'm encouraging me even more. Thank you, Father. Stand firm is how I'm going to encourage you. Stand firm. What you're going to stand firm in, you're going to see. Ooh, this word, first and foremost, we got to stand firm, hold fast in what this word tells us and how this word instructs us. And see, some of my daily devotionals, as I was devotionally, I was missing that over the time of just going. But I'm thankful for the word that was there. Because guess what? If it comes a time in this United States of America where this word, this Bible is taken away, somebody comes in and overtakes our home, take every piece of material we have out of us, what do we have in us to help us to stand firm? What do we have in us? That's why we got to get in this book. Meditate on. I say this almost every time. Meditate in this word day and night. We got to have it. So the spirit of weariness won't take over. Because, oh, it's going to try to creep. I just experienced it when I didn't know what was going on. My. Because, see, you can mistake your vitality, what we did, just strength we have in our body moving and going. And you, we can mistake that we okay. Your spirit, man, is more important than anything. Has to be fueled. Has to stay fueled. To stand firm. Let us go to, and then, now the 10th verse. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Guess what it says? Especially unto them who are of the household of faith. My. I tell you. Amen. It is so. I tell you, and that men is kind of, I think, it's kind of italicized, like turned sideways. So we just have to do good unto all. That word probably got added in there, but especially unto them who are the household of faith. We got to help one another out. This word was for faith, those who are of the faith. But Paul come teaching, not Judaism. He was tearing that down of the Pharisees, Sadducees, what they were teaching. He was tearing that down. He was teaching the law, the truth, the command. That's what he was teaching. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, a little forward, two books over. 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. And we're going to start at the fifth verse. I'm at the first verse. Finally, brethren, finally, okay, since we know something happened. here, this is Paul again at Thessalonica, talking to the Thessalonians. This is his second letter. Well, this was Paul, I think, Silas and Timothy. I think it was three of them here. So he's going to say a lot of us, but he's talking about them three as they were there, because I'm breaking into another chapter. So it's just giving a little bit of history of what's going on of coming here. So he's saying finally, as he's ending this letter, and I think he was confined at this time, pray for us that the word of the master may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But Jehovah is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in Jehovah touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. See, these instructions were given, and he was talking about them three being at Thessalonica as they were sharing and encouraging the commandments that came from the Father. And Jehovah direct your hearts into the love of Elohim and into the patient waiting for Messiah. Now we command you. We're charging you. We're putting a charge on you. We're giving you this command, brethren, in the name of our Master, Yeshua Messiah, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. So what was that tradition? It wasn't the tradition of man. That tradition was the commandments and the laws that came from the Almighty Father. That's what Paul was teaching. Amen. Amen. For yourselves, know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. In other words, we were examples. We set an example in your presence as followers of Yeshua Messiah. We set the example. And that's what you are to do, to keep setting the example. The eighth verse. Neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. In other words, we didn't make them pay for what we ate. We took care of ourselves. We fed ourselves, even while we were on this mission. We didn't ask them to give us nothing. We share the truth. Day and night, we labored and we told to make sure that they didn't have nobody here. None of you had to take care of us. I tell you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. There it is. He says it again. But he was already saying that up top. He was commanding them to make sure they pattern that same example. And then we know this passage of scripture, we heard it so much, but we want to, in the context of its writing. So he said, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. All up in people's business, all up in it and keeping a mess going on. That's happening today. That's happening today. They were all up in other people's affairs instead of dealing with their own stuff. got people like that now, messy. They want to know your business, and they need to get their own business together, need to get themselves straight. That's happening today, busybodies, all up in other people's matters. Now, them that are such, we command and exhort our master, Yeshua Messiah, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Yes. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. You're supplying your own. You're ministering day and night, but you're still not caught. Don't want anybody else to. It's not that you're doing this for somebody to give you, to repay you, because you know where your reward is coming from. That's how we have to be, even as we're giving out, as we're serving others, because that's what this life, this journey is about, service to others. Mankind, humanity. But we have to stay and stand firm in our faith. We have to stay prayed up, worded up. That's the only way we're going to be able to stand firm. So we won't be weary in doing well. This weary right here, that same weary word, utterly spiritless. Exhausted, wearied out in your spirit. And if any man obey not our word by this letter, by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. So see, we still got brethren here that's not wanting to line up, that's wanting to be busybodies and instead of getting their own self together. That's what I'm saying. That's happening in the body today. And Paul is coming against that, teaching against that. And that still should be for us today. These letters are for our learning as well. Those written to the Thessalonians, We can glean off of this for ourselves. Has their examples for our examples. Seems like I missed a passage of scripture, but I don't think I did in those verses. Sixteenth verse. Now, the Jehovah of peace himself give you peace always by all means. Jehovah be with you all. This was a salutation of Paul. He said a prayer at the end. With the salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every letter, so I write. The grace of our Master, Yeshua Messiah, be with you all. Amen. He was sending a grace at the ending of this letter, encouraging them not to be weary in well-doing. In all that he's encouraged, they have encouraged them to do, reminding them, continue to follow that example. And we must follow that example, not to be a busybody in manner. That when we're out serving others, who we expect to give us our return? The Most High. Not people. We don't look for people to meet our needs. We look to the Most High. And that's what he was saying right here. We're not expecting you to feed us. We have our own bread. As we're out here day and night exhausting ourselves in teaching, instructing in the word, but we can take care of ourselves. Jehovah is our provider. And he's our provider even today. In everything that we give out, he will fill us back up. He will replenish us spiritually and naturally because we need them both. Everything that pertains to this life and godliness, as we trust him, he gives it to us. Let's go to Luke, the 18th chapter. Ooh, let's back up. That's backing up. And a lot of us are familiar with this passage. And this story. starting at the first verse. This is Luke. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. See, when I look this word up, faint, here, it also meant, had the same Greek definition as the word weary. It had that same Greek ekakeo, to be utterly spiritless. We ought to always pray and not to faint, not to grow utterly spiritless. Prayer keeps us from going there. I said, my, Father, how you bringing this together? Thank you. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not Elohim, neither regarded man. He didn't have a fear of Elohim, and he didn't have a fear of man. He could care less about man. Most importantly, about the Father, about the Almighty Father. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. In other words, give me justice. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not Elohim, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearies me. In other words, she causes me to grow faint because she keep on coming. She keep on coming. And the master said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not Elohim avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? This is what kind of faith that the Father's looking for. And it made me think, if I did not constantly go before the Father, I tell you, if I did not constantly go before him, and the only passage of scripture I had for this was that fifth verse. Yet because this widow troubles me, I will venture, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. I was constantly going to the Father, asking him, what is this? But then when you read the from the first verse there, you see this woman constantly went to this man who had no reverence for the Almighty, had no respect of man. He could care less. But because this just woman kept going to the unjust judge, because we keep crying out unto the Father, he answers. He answered me speedily. I mean, I went to him probably for about a week, but that still was a quick response. I wanted to know what was going on. What was this I was dealing with? Prayer. Man ought always to pray and not to grow weary. But we must pray. Prayer is the key. And praying, when I pray, I want to pray the word when I pray. I want to pray what the word says. Because the Father watches over his word to perform it and bring it to pass. Why not pray his word? His word will never be compromised. His word is always the truth. I kept going to the Father saying, Father, what is this? And it says right here in that seven, and shall not Elohim avenge his own elect? We are the elect which cry day and night. We're coming to him constantly about things. I know I am. It's still things I'm waiting him, but he's been answering so many of my prayers. Prayers I've prayed for years, and I account a lot of it to me walking in this Torah, walking in this truth, acknowledging the Torah. That's it. and walking it out. It's like some prayers are being answered quick. My oldest son is back this way. I've been praying that for years. My granddaughter, the youngest one, the one I didn't have any type, you know, we didn't really have a close relationship. She came to stay with me a week in March. And they're fellowshipping at HOI now. I mean, what? Father, you're awesome. He will avenge the very elect as we keep coming to him. Sometimes we do weary him, I'm sure. But that's what he wants us to do. Pray. May not always pray and not faint. Other than that, we're going to grow weary if we don't. He wants us to come to him. He said, boldly, come before my throne. He tells us that. Why will we not do what he's instructed? We don't have to go before a priest. We have direct access now. We're in relationship. We have that direct access that we can go boldly before him. That is nothing more of a blessing. That's why it's hard to describe. It's hard to explain. I went to get it. I had to go get that. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. That time of favor, that we may obtain mercy. Getting what we don't deserve. Or not getting what we do deserve. And find grace to help in time of need. We have direct access. I'm going to back up to the 14th verse in Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Yeshua, the son of Elohim, let us hold fast our profession. That's holding fast. That's standing firm. It is. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows what's going on in the inside of us, what's burning us, what we're crying out to him about. He knows what's going on, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, without going against the law of his Father. So we can boldly. Because of that, let us therefore come boldly. See, he's the great high priest. We don't have to go before a priest to ask him to pray, for go to him to confess our sins. We go directly to the source. Thank you, Father. I had to go get that one. Prayer. We have direct access. So we won't grow weary. Let's keep seeking him, talking to him, asking him, wearying him, just like this woman did in that city. A widow. It was a widow woman. Yeah, that's all we know, is she was a widow in that city. And she lived in that city. Whew, thank you, Father. And we're going to close out with Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Wasn't sure if I was going to get here or not, but I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, when you look at this word, it's Yagah, the Hebrew word, because we're in the Hebrew translation. And this weary, before we read it, is to gasp, hence to be exhausted, to tire, to toil. To faint, to be weary. So we're going to read Isaiah 40, starting at the 28th verse. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Elohim, Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is weary. See, we can't even weary him out. The scripture just says he never faints, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. And he understands us. He understands us. But there's no searching of his understanding. We can't figure him out. Oh, Father, thank you. He giveth power to the faint. What? Okay, here's that word faint, which also means weary. To those of us who are weary, that's why I asked you at the beginning, do you feel tired, wore out, whatever? How are you feeling? Is it in your body or is it in your spirit? Recognize the difference. He helped me recognize the difference because I wasn't weary in my body. I was weary in my spirit. And that's much more important. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We serve an awesome Elohim. See, he's given us power in our spirit. That's where we need the power, in the spirit, man. Thank you, Father. I just thank him today. He don't want us to faint and grow weary. He don't want us to lose faith or to give up the ship, so to speak. He wants us to stand firm. Stand firm in the faith, in his word, in what we believe, in who he tells us we are. We are set apart, his saints. Aren't you his saint? Aren't you his set apart one? Haven't you been called and chosen and set apart to live and walk an obedient life? To not just be a hearer of what his word says, but a doer? I hear a lot of yeses. I hear them ringing in my head. Yes, 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 and yes, yes, yes. It's always a yes and an amen. I am grateful to the Father. I'm going back to another passage where I did not back up on it, and I want to go back since we have a few more minutes. I'm just grateful how he gave me these scriptures. I didn't know how he was going to line them up with the experience of my testimony in reference to it, because that was my testimony. But I'm sure it's for someone else. He don't have us to share and encourage others as we encourage ourselves for nothing, because it's not just for us. It's for the body. And I want to encourage the saints. I want to encourage those who've been set apart, who chose to live this set apart life and walk it out. Come on, sister, girlfriend, get back to that pastor. I had close that out as I'm talking still. There we are. In 2 Thessalonians, when I started in that third chapter, I meant to back up. I meant to back up to the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. And we're going to go ahead and back up there. Yes, we are. Let me see, what verse did I want to start at? 13th verse. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. See, we have hope. Even so, them also which sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of Jehovah, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of Jehovah shall not prevent Yeshua. Yes, this is the coming of Yeshua here, the Master, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of... Wait a minute. You know what? I am reading the wrong passage. Excuse me. I knew something wasn't lining up, but still that was good. Starting at the 13th verse in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. I was on the wrong page. I was in the 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, starting at 13th verse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But we are bound to give thanks. So we're on the correct scripture now, saying 2 Thessalonians, 2 chapter, 13 verse. But we are bound to give thanks always to Elohim for you, brethren, beloved of the Master, because Elohim hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel. What gospel were they teaching? The commandments, the truth, to the obtaining of the glory of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. That's it. Stand fast. I was saying stand firm. Hold fast. And hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our letter. Now, our Master Yeshua Messiah himself and Elohim, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word. So before he even went into that third chapter, and I meant to give that history before I started at that third chapter, and I didn't, but it's all good. We still just need to know and be reminded that we are to, you know, not faint. We are to stand firm, not grow weary, because our Father will never faint. He will never grow weary. And when we go to him, we don't get on his nerves. We don't. Keep going to him. When you don't understand what's happening or what's going on, because we probably going to walk in these steps a lot. I've been there before, but wasn't that sensitive to it. He had me extra sensitive to know something wasn't right. And I'm grateful. We must go to him. He knows our heart. He knows our heart. And he wants to give us the desire of our heart as we're delighting ourselves in him, as we're coming to him daily on purpose. And see, he even had me to go back to all the different messages in my mind as I was laying in bed last Saturday night before I fell off asleep, when he spoke that to me, when he spoke, don't be weary, don't grow weary, endure well. Spoke those words. He had my mind just going back on what I had been doing, what I had been sharing, the words he had me sharing. He had me just talking not too long ago about enduring, about being tempted, about praising being a weapon. I mean, he just had me, the different things he had me teaching about being afraid and fearful. All the different messages he had about planting. All these things were coming back to my mind. And he said, don't grow weary in all what I had you sharing. Even in that. Because we know once the word is sown, the enemy, he comes immediately and try to pluck it out. Yesterday, Apostle, when he prayed at the end of service, he prayed against that. I was like, yes. Amen. 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 I'm just grateful this morning, saint, that we had the opportunity to hear and understand the word, staying connected to the divine, at all times is vital. It's vital. Seeking him first, seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, being in right standing. How are we going to get in right standing with following after his word, his commands, his laws? All the things we need will come into play. There's a lot of things I've been asking Father over a year or so. It's almost 2 years coming up this week that my husband passed. That's just unbelievable. I'm like, what? And I'm still waiting on some answers of what to do in reference to things in the home. But I know I'm going to keep going to the Father. We just read, he never grows faint. He never grows weary. It's good when we're reminded of what he says about himself. Glory to the King. I want to holler, but my brother's sleeping. That is one thing I miss, being able to just be friends, you know. But it's all good. I'm still daily talking to my Father. I'm just grateful to you for being here today, for taking the time, your time, to come and listen to what the Father had to say to us. I'm going to unmute your line. If you got to know what's going on, mute your line. But if you have anything to share or any questions pertaining to the message, you are at liberty to do that now. We have a few minutes. If not, we're just going to close out in prayer. The lines are unmuted. Thank you, Father. All right. Well, let's just close out in a word of prayer. Prayer is always, man, I thought always pray and not faint. Heavenly Father, we just come to you once again saying thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you and praise you and honor you for giving this word to us today, for helping to encourage us to continue on in this good fight of faith. We thank you that we will not grow weary in doing well. We will continue to stand firm in your word, stand firm in your promises, stand firm in prayer, in trusting you and believing you that you are our faith source. You know the beginning from the end. Yes, you already know what's going to take place in our lives. Nothing catches you by surprise. We thank you. We thank you that things won't catch us by surprise. Even if it does, we immediately come to you. Help that to be our response, so we won't grow weary in doing well. We thank you for continuing to order our steps in your word. We need you to order us every step of the way. We thank you for this brand new week that we have started today. We thank you. You already know what's going to take place. Go forth before us. We loose our angelic hosts to go forth to keep us and guard us in the way of this week and every day, every moment. We just thank you. We loose our ministering spirits to help to keep our feet from stumbling as you're ordering our steps in your word. We thank you, Father, for being the good Father that you are. We thank you, Father, for being the faithful Father that you are. We thank you, Father, for continuing to watch over your word, to perform it and bring it to pass in our lives. We thank you, Father, for continuing to give us the hunger and the thirst after your righteousness, so that we will be in right standing with you, not sometime, but all time, every day, 366 days in this year of the year, or 365, every minute, every second, every minute of every hour. Every hour of every day, every week, every day of every week of every month, we thank you for helping us to be consistent. We thank you even with the Holy Spirit's help. That's why you sent him back to be our comforter and our helper, to lead us and guide us into all truth. We thank you for that. Oh, we just give you praise. We give you glory, Father, and we thank you. You know what's going on in our immediate life. Thank you for handling. Thank you for working it out. It's a done deal. It's fixed. It's settled. As we're trusting you to watch over your word, as we're confessing your word, and you performing it and bringing it to pass. We pray this prayer. You know every need. We thank you for meeting, not just meeting, but superseding the need as we honor the covenant that we have with you. You watch over your word to perform it. Yes, we walk under our open heaven, and we thank you that the windows of heaven are open in our lives. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. May Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Until the next time. Amen.